Good morning. Good morning. I am Crystal, pastor here at City Well, and it is good to see you all this morning. I usually say that right before I preach and know that as a visual learner, it is really good to see you and to look out at your faces. This morning's passage of scripture is from Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Hear these words of the Lord. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put your apron on and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. And we say thanks be to God even when it is a difficult passage. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this day. We need you so that we hear rightly, that we see, even if it's in a mirror dimly. But, oh God, allow our hearts to be pierced by you. You have allowed this word to pierce my heart, and I pray as your leaky, broken vessel, that the word that you have would be made manifest for your people. For I am but an unworthy slave. It is in the name of the one who chose first to come down and to serve, to become a slave for all, so that we might be free. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 So we are on a stewardship journey. And it's hard. I know everybody hasn't been here every week. It's hard when folks are on a journey for you to pull up alongside. But jump on. We're going on a journey. Luke 16 was the first passage that I preached from. And it was about a shrewd or dishonest steward. In that we flipped it. Who is really the master in any given situation? And you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is not just money. It literally means in whom we trust. Who do we trust? Last week, I preached from John 4, this familiar portion of scripture where Jesus has a divine appointment with a Samaritan woman, a woman at a well, his supposed enemy. And this Jewish rabbi, this teacher, who is also fully God, must needs go to see about his supposed enemy. I laugh and still look at the scripture. Did he ever get the drink of water that he asked her for, exhausted there in the desert? What he did get was a powerful witness to all of Samaria. And what she got in turn was to know who the Messiah was. These texts, this one included, are asking us to reevaluate who we are in relation to a good master. When we had the sermon series on the Holy Spirit, we laughed and I told you how I love Beyonce, and she said we need to get in formation. But to get in proper formation, You need to know who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. Before I can preach this text, I have to give all kind of disclaimers. Let's go through them one by one. First, increase our faith. This size of the mustard seed faith has been used even in my own context for what we know now as the prosperity gospel. Name it and claim it, and you can do whatever you want to do. Just believe and it'll happen. We're not going there today. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is evidence of things not seen, but it also means that you trust in the one in whom you say you have faith in. Trust that a good God, even when you can't see it, is doing a good thing. That doesn't always look like what you initially had planned. This concept of worthless slaves rubs me the wrong way. See, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, talks about how our tradition, our experience, and our reason bears witness on the scripture, and we don't throw that away. We bring all of that and we celebrate it. So standing up before you as a black woman, the descendants of African slaves, I will tell you that it's hard to read my Lord saying you are but a worthless slave. Care must be taken in handling this word. So I began to search the scripture. What does it say in the Greek, and that word slave is actually better translated, well, it is doulon, where we get our English word doula. Doula. Be careful with even how you talk about birth. For I'm sure, regardless if we want to admit it or not, there is someone here who has struggled with conceiving. Those of us whom birth has not been easy, who has experienced violence, even in birth. Careful to touch this word. Isn't that what we've always been told to do? For it is the sword of the Spirit. It can cut. Sometimes we need to be careful as ministers, as children of God, how we use this thing. For sometimes we want to use it like an axe and we're supposed to be precise like a scalpel. And other times we need to use the axe to cut even at the root. So before I go slicing away, if there is anyone whom at any point this message becomes violent, please know, because I've been reminded that my pastor's heart will cry out. And on a practical note, I will be here after service to pray with you and to talk through it with you. But the Holy Spirit, as I prayed, said, tell the people what it means to be a doula, what it means to be one who comes alongside a birthing person to help bring about new life. The definition of a doula that I just looked up on the internet, y'all, is a woman, I thought that was interesting, typically without formal obstetric training, so they started to say what she is not, who is employed to provide guidance and support to a pregnant woman during labor. Also, a woman employed to provide guidance and support to a mother of a newborn child, that would be a postpartum doula. That was totally insufficient for me. And so the Lord said that you have in your midst a doula extraordinaire, and she may be able to offer you some observations, some reflections on a vocation that she knows very well. So I thank you, Melanie, for your reflections. What it means to be a doula. Melanie Patrick's reflections. Sometimes you will miss a meal. In our text, we see the servant first being asked to serve, and then they can sit down, Melanie says sometimes you go without the meal. Being at the bedside of a birthing person means you may stay up 24 plus hours. You're called to the birth even after a long day of working. You contort yourself into various positions to provide physical comfort to the birthing person. It's not about you, it's about them. You may leave bruised because you were standing over a birthing tub and your rib kept hitting against it. You will have aches and pains. You will experience great joy when you see the love of that new parent or that parent yet again, the respect for each other as partners if they had their partner in the room with them, happy tears. But there are many, many challenges. Challenges when it doesn't go planned. The emergencies that can arise in a birth. The injuries. And even how death enters into that sacred, holy space. A doula is a servant. But don't water it down. He is also a slave. A slave to the birth process, to creation and life. And if you're really attuned to the Spirit, the slave of God, beckoning to surrender at all times. My reflection. It takes faith to be a doula. When I looked at this description, this in-depth reflection, it takes faith, trust, to be that dedicated to be a doula. As much as the Holy Spirit of the living God, is a doula to us, coming alongside us as a paraclete, one who leads and guides if we are willing to yield. We are called as well to be doulas to the Holy Spirit. Doulas in the sense because we are given the great honor and privilege to assist in birthing the purposes of God in this world. We are called as well. Kanye West, Kanye West had a song years ago and everybody loved the beat. Jesus walks with me. And I always said, well, that's nice. We know that. God is good. When are we going to decide to walk with Jesus? We have our plans. We have what we want to do. But when are we going to decide that wherever you go, wherever you take me, I'm going to stay by your side. I'm your ride or die. Literally. A commitment to be a doula is born out of a deep desire, a need to reciprocate love that can never truly be reciprocated. James said it like this in the book of James, when asked, "Where is your faith?" "I will show you my faith by my works." In other words, I will show you that I trust God, that I truly believe God, that I have confidence in God by the way I live, by the way I do what I do in the world. You have faith of a mustard seed. That's good. But do we believe that we can have the faith that can say to a full-grown tree, "Be cast in the sea"? Maybe faith of a mustard seed planted in deep hope, watered by the living water of the Holy Spirit. The point of all of that is to bring us to a confidence, to have more hope and more belief in a God that can do the impossible, that a God that wants to do the impossible in and through us. We protest and we march. Even in the face of danger, some would say that's increasing one's faith. To pray and to fast, even when you have great doubt. Perhaps that is increasing one's faith. To give financially, even when you really don't have it. Maybe that is increasing one's faith. To give your time and your talent, even when you are exhausted and tired. Perhaps that is increasing one's faith. To give your sweat and your tears, even when you are not sure of the outcome, but you know the one in whom you serve. To tell the truth about God and what God is doing in your life. To speak truth to power, even if they don't believe and even if they decide to persecute you. To me, that looks like contorting yourself in whatever way is needed so that life can come forth. I think the whole thing about this portion of scripture is not so much that we are worthless, for I can tell you, you don't die on the cross for a friend if you feel they don't have any worth, but more so that we get our attitudes in check about the service that we give to God, in God's house, and to God's people. For if we do all of these things and then we say, look at me, I'm so exceptional, I'm so great, maybe that's the problem. We are supposed to just have a heart of a doula, one who is serving, willing to stay up late, to miss a meal, to contort in whatever way is necessary to birth the purposes of God in this world. For the truth is, we serve a good master. God is a good master who came down in the form of flesh, served all of humanity as a slave, stripping himself of all his glory for us, even to the point of washing the disciples' feet, and y'all know them with some dirty feet, and ending up on a cross for you and for me. The heart of a doula, one who comes alongside God, allows the Holy Spirit to use us to birth the purposes of God in this world. Now that sounds like an honorable, honorable thing. Let us pray. Lord, every word is not easy to hear. And yet you still give us your word. For you are the word, and you gave yourself to us and for us. Let us receive all things with joy, especially your model and your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.